My name is Enrique Chi. I am the lead singer and guitarist for Making Movies.
And my name is Diego Chi, and I play bass in Making Movies. Our parents, Enrique and our brothers, they moved to Kansas City. My dad wanted to study, and he ended up doing his courses. And they thought it would just be temporary, and they'd go back. But they ended up staying 20-some-odd years. And so that's how we ended up in Kansas City, of all places in the world. For us, what felt natural to combine were what we grew up with. Our mother was a big dancer, and you know, she loved anything that had a rhythm and that she could move her feet to. Swing's a crazy thing. It'll kick you down, can make you sing. No matter how my ears ring, I need them more. Just can't get enough. We got a lot of the Latin influences from listening to those dance songs. And then our father was a rocker, so he loved everything, you know, from the 60s onward as far as rock music is concerned. And so for us, it felt natural to blend those two ideas, no different than it felt natural to switch between English and Spanish at home. And so that's kind of how that blend came together for us.
I think that part of what flavors our music and part of our story is this combination of that once you're an immigrant somewhere, and especially we're from Panama, there's not a lot of Panamanian people in Kansas City, but you do attach yourself to other immigrants. So we get this Venezuelan family that's a dear family friend, and this Colombian family, and these Mexican families, and then all of a sudden there's a camaraderie in being immigrants to a city. And so our lives had all these different influences. My mom learned how to make Mexican food in the United States and all these other dishes, and I learned how to eat pupusas from Honduras and all that stuff. Stuff that, like, if I would have just been in Panama, I think I wouldn't have been exposed to. And so our music is kind of all mixed up. It's like what happens when you move to a city and you become a part of that culture, and it becomes a part of you, but if you don't lose the other parts of your culture, you end up kind of this person that can navigate these different worlds. And I feel like our music does that. I said stop right where you are. Now I can see you falling through. I said stop right where you are.
Hey! It seems like the theme of, like, Latin Americanismo is getting louder. And I wonder if that's a side effect of, you know, immigrant communities coming together, like you said, Colombians, Venezuelans, all hanging out as a means of having a louder collective voice. And your music does that beautifully. Just a tapestry of, you've got the Caribeño music, you've got a little bit of Andean folklore, and it kind of, I think, illustrates what's happening in America with immigrant communities.
I don't think we set out to do that, yeah. But I do think that is what happened, and I agree, the voice is getting louder. Yo fui buscando mi luz y mi bandera,
como marinero buscando... Right now, we're noticing, as we travel around the United States, that it seems like there is this bubbling shift in the culture that people, and we're running into actually a lot of pushback, and I think it comes from perhaps this older mentality, these older expectations from what music that is in Spanish can be. As we're traveling, we're finding that there are immigrant communities that are hungry for something much richer, much deeper than what is currently available in bilingual and in Spanish music as well. I mean, music that's in Spanish. So that's kind of what we're aiming for, to not let ourselves follow any lower expectation, but to go as deep and as rich into the cultures that we came from and the other immigrant communities that we've become a part of by living here in the United States as immigrants.
And from touring and interacting with your audience, which I imagine must be very, very energizing, because you're reaching a diverse population, Black, white, Hispanic, bilingual, or gringo who doesn't know anything but burrito. So who is really appreciating this music and speaking to you in a way that's meaningful and maybe is even having you change the way you look at yourself and your role as a musician.
Something that I come back to, 'cause I'm the songwriter in the band, and I don't think I had figured this out when I started writing these songs, even though that they're kind of about this theme, but it really has sunk in the last 6 months. And I think it comes from those kind of people that we interact with, the thing you talk about being energized, that I started to realize that my role as an artist is to be as naked and honestly who I am. And that is all this stuff. I remember that when I first became a teenager in the United States, I was kind of embarrassed of my Latino culture, and I tried to get as gentrified as I could, or whatever that term is for trying to my parents are weird, we do weird stuff. I try to hide it from the kids at school, and then I kind of passed that really pubescent, awkward age, and I was like, wait a second, this is really wonderful that I get to experience both cultures. I also went to Panama in that time period thinking, I'll really feel at home there. And I got there and I was the gringo. And I was like, oh no. I'm the outcast of both sides. And it was frustrating for a time. And then I realized, wait a second, this is actually wonderful that I can be hanging out with my cousins in Latin America and have a ball and totally understand them. And also understand my friends in the United States that have never left 100 miles from where they live or whatever and have a great time. They can be wonderful people and wonderful experiences. So both of those elements are 100% me. If I'd be dishonest to make all Spanish music or all English music, it would not be me. And so when I more and more so when I get on stage or even in interviews, I've realized that my job is to try to take away as many of the filters as possible and just be who I am, and hope that that's an example for other people. Cuando dormí bajo la lluvia, te estaba buscando y estaba llorando.
I noticed that when you choose to sing, I don't know if you choose or if it just happens, when you choose to write your lyrics in Spanish, you use a lot of references to nature, like el mar, la luna, and then some of your songs in English seem to reference more man-made or more kind of corporal things, like whiskey.
That's
but,
a great observation.
But do the two different languages serve different purposes emotionally or creatively, or am I just totally off mark with that?
You know what's funny is that I had never thought about that. This is the first time I've thought about that, and I think that you hit the nail on the head. I think that when I write in Spanish, I don't like Spanish rock bands actually very much. There's a few that I can get into, but when I think of Spanish music, I think of folkloric music. I think of the music that reminds me of like my parents, of being home. And so I think that, and I actually, anytime our family had money for vacations, we would always spend it going back to Panama, visiting family. I didn't realize until I started touring that the U.S. has beautiful nature. We're kind of landlocked in Kansas City, and I thought the U.S. is like kind of ugly. And but then we crossed the mountains over Colorado. I was like, oh my God, there's beautiful nature here too. So for me, I think that Spanish is like nostalgia and this beauty, this kind of like mythical, the beautiful oceans and all this stuff. And maybe that's just why I write that way. Maybe I write about kind of the gritty side of things in English, and then the more natural things just out of my longing for that. That's, I never noticed that, but that's probably true.
It's the cynic and the romantic battling inside of you.
I was course excited to hear your music and to meet you and hear, you know, your process behind it. What strikes me about you is you tell the story of the immigrant son. You're in the middle of America, and you're doing so well. It's beautiful. This is your first big album, and it's doing so well. And I see that you carry the future of this genre, whatever it is, on your shoulders. Do you have any hopes, dreams, aspirations of what this will be? What do you have an end goal to this?
You know, we talk a lot in the van and as we travel, and I mean, like I said, and again, I live together, so we talk a lot about the band and the future and what that would look like. And we don't like to hang anything on anything so grandiose as like, maybe we can spark a movement. But what we do think is that we have this wonderful opportunity to represent this immigrant culture that we are a part of. And as long as we're able to, we want to represent that with the art that we have the talent of making. And so for us, it means hopefully, you know, our wildest dreams come true if we're in our 50s and our 60s and we're still able to play music together, and that we've been able to touch some lives with this music, and that it perpetuates just enough that we can keep doing it and keep celebrating this together.
Yeah, you the man, madurar en el verano. Porque un vino no es un vino si la uva no se deja envejecer. Y el mar no es el mar si la luna no enseña su poder.
Even if we can't succeed financially to the point that we establish a lifelong career like our mentors Los Lobos, that they can, you know, they've raised families from their music. Let's say that goal doesn't become achievable, or we have to end that. There's a value to doing what we're doing because there's few people that can fill that void. It takes a unique set of circumstances. You have to be musical and also have come from Central America, and then all, you know, and that land in the middle of the United States to hear those kind of influences. So if there's people that enjoy this, the stuff that we're creating, there's not a lot of other people that can fill that role. So yeah, so then by the nature of that, it's worth doing. Whether or not there's any other value to it monetarily, like the value of like, well, that's a role that I can fill, and I will, you know, I think it's my job to do it then.
Voy a morir entre tus manos, siempre a tu lado. Entre tus manos, siempre a tu lado. Un vino no es un vino si la uva no se deja envejecer. Y el mar no es el mar si la luna no enseña su poder. Juega como quieras, un día niño tendrás que entender que vivir no es vivir sin el amor.
Wait, what are you calling this genre? I mean, of course, all the marketing says psychedelic Latino sun. What do you call it?
Music. I mean, it's just good music. Like, there's good and bad music. Like, we've been trying to peg it with a name.
Yeah, we've been. I mean, as the best way we can think of outside of listing these influences is like, we're immigrants and we make music. So, I mean, if you want to call it immigrant music, that's fine by us. You know, but there's not a good way. We've been trying to find a really simple way to describe what we do, the synthesis.
What would you call it?
Well, I was thinking, since a lot of your rhythms are ancient, I mean, they've been around for centuries, in a way you're kind of cultural preservationists.
Ah, that's great. We definitely feel that when we're, I mean, well, one of the things we're going to do when we get back home in Kansas City, we're planning a tribute to Fania's Records, which, for us, they were already resynthesizing the music from their roots. And for us, like, we've learned everything from those Fania records to old Cuban music. And just like you're saying, I mean, it's very ancient rhythms, and that's part of why we think it works. So it translates over so many different people groups, because it's something that is in our core. It's like, it's hard to explain where it comes from.
Because I remember thinking, oh man, the more folkloric we get with these rhythms, the trickier it'll be for people to assimilate it. Because they're trickier rhythms, they're more difficult. And it actually turned out the opposite. The deeper we got with those rhythms, the more wide the audience got. Like, the more appeal it had to people that maybe don't speak Spanish, they're just like, those rhythms are powerful. So that has become a credo for the band. It's like, these ancient African rhythms, that's what we adhere everything to. And then you can put anything on top of that. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a good way to say that. I mean, it's like we write our songs to a clave, to the African clave. But if you start calling it clave rock, then it sounds like you're just an idiot. I don't know.
A weird bad fusion. That sounds like a bad fusion band right there.
So maybe it's best unnamed.
Yeah. Maybe it's best not to name. But we don't know. We'll, if you think of something, let us know.
Well, who knows who will name it? I mean, probably some guy at a bar, and then
boom.
Yes.
That's true. Maybe tonight. Maybe we'll have enough tequila and whiskey, and it'll blend together, and we'll say the right thing.
Well, salute to that. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.